Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, that's so smooth. Happy Wednesday to you. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig. And you, 713-572-4610 is the number to get involved. Remember, we got a couple of giveaways happening in this 12 o'clock hour. $50 gift card from Texas Star Grill Shops will be on offer, as well as at another point in the hour, a four-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston Cougar basketball team face off against Middle Tennessee. Both of those will be
coming down to the couple weeks for that $50 gift card giveaway.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah, because you win the gift card, that'd be cool, but you also get entered for the chance to win a Traeger Woolridge Elite Grill, and I imagine that's the thing that people are most interested in right now.
And then Lopez going to deliver it to you and set it up.
He's going to give you some recipes, some OG sauce.
He's going to bring it in on his truck. He's going to come in and help you set it up.
And he's going to give you his number so that if you need any advice or anything, you can get that too.
I will meet the truck there.
Look, you ain't got to do nothing. He's going to come and set everything up.
In fact, he'll cook the first grill. He'll grill the first meal on it if you want.
Hey, you talk me into that.
Hey, I was like, what other things can I promise for Lopez to
brisket
do?
Brisket come with the winner.
Mm-hmm. you'll pay for the first brisket, too. No, I'm just playing. That's all jokes. Legal, please don't come see me. All right, let's do a little would you rather here with the Texans. Coming off of a victory versus the Cardinals, headed towards a game versus the Raiders. I almost slipped and said a victory versus the Raiders. We have to see that on the field.
By the way, biggest point spread in the entire NFL this week.
Is it? What is
14 and a half.
Sheesh. Mm.
I think the next one is like 10.
Yeah, they offense stink, man.
It's the worst offense in the league against the best defense.
Yes.
Like statistically.
No offensive line. Yeah. Quarterback's been injured at best. The running back can't do much behind the offensive line. Yeah, it's been
a
problem.
There was a time I wasn't sure the Texans could score 14 and a half points.
Yeah.
And now they're favored by 14.
Honestly, this could be a 14-zip type of game, man. It wouldn't even surprise me.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't cover. All right, let's do a little would you rather, Lopez.
Yeah, a little bit different now. Normally, you know, whenever the mood strikes and we want to do some would you rather, it has to do with that game or that particular week of stuff. This is more big picture things because we're now in big picture mode
without question with
this squad. So first one, you guys tell me, would you rather face the Patriots in the first round or the Broncos? Clearly, one of those teams at this point is going to be one of the wild card, and one's going to have the best record in the AFC.
And
if you get in at number seven, you'll face the number two seed. That could be the Patriots or the Broncos. Who would you rather face?
I think it would be the Patriots.
You're
which
go
is
with
funny.
The Patriots?
One, I think poetically it'd be fun to have another exorcism of sorts after you went into Kansas City to have that as again versus the Patriots. But two, I just don't trust them all that much. Mm-hmm. There has been the statistic and the conversation all season long about them having a lighter schedule, which is objectively true, even though I think that they've done some really good things.
Yeah.
I do think they had the better quarterback play. However, They have also only really had, they haven't been tested all that much, and they definitely haven't seen a defense like this. I think that the playoffs are a different beast. I think that this defense is a different beast, and I'd be very interested to see a team where the only thing that I feel confident about is Drake May, and I don't even know about that in the playoffs and versus his defense. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested to see that versus a defense that I know is very good in the Broncos and a Bo Nix that is seems like he's getting better and also has a penchant for kind of showing up late.
Yeah, I agree with Reggie. I would rather face the Patriots, and I'd probably take the other side of this. I don't want to face the Denver Broncos defense this early like that, man. They I know we talk about our defense a lot, number one in the league, but they got a wild defense too, man.
Yeah,
like to the point I don't know if Greg Williams out there coaching them up like he was doing in New Orleans or whatever. They kind of, you know, that's where CJ got his concussion, man.
Yeah.
And I know it wasn't
that's
like a dirty play, dirty play or nothing, but I don't want to face that defense. Not yet.
I kind of want to rather face the Broncos.
Okay.
I get that Bo Nix, and I was before the Broncos game that you and I were arguing about just how good is Bo Nix, and I was the guy that was saying, you know, he's actually pretty good, even though some of the numbers don't go that. And since then, he's played a lot better. I go back to the concussion. I felt like the Texans were in control of that or could have gotten easy control of that game until Stroud, you know, or hurt himself. And I feel two things. Number one, I don't know how I feel about the Texans going in to face New England in New England, which has been kind of a house of horrors in the postseason, but they have exercised a lot of demons this year. I think I'd rather go Broncos in Denver. I guess it's as simple as they don't quite scare me as much as the Patriots, despite their great defense.
I don't think that's unfair.
Yeah.
I started thinking about, okay, I have not considered how much what does the coaching dynamics matter to you. Sean Payton obviously is usually a very good coach at finding a matchup advantage at times. Josh McDaniel has been very good at calling offense this year as well. But both of them going up against this Texans defense is the thing that I'm like not that worried about. It probably does come back to also that defensive acumen there. I still think I probably want to stay away from the Broncos, but I will say, I don't say that for fear of either of those teams.
Okay. Would you rather have Nick Chubb fully healthy the rest of the season or Woody Marks?
Woody Marks. Without question, Woody Marks.
Without question.
Without question, fully. He's a dude that it feels like they are comfortable riding as the lead back in this. Now, is that going to be maximum efficient? No. I mean, I don't think any of the run circumstances that you have are going to be ones that get to a place where this run game looks great. But it's clear, Woody Marks over Nick Chubb. And I don't know what I could tell you if you think that that's somewhere else. Now, I get where you're probably going at is having the balance of two backs.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, hey, could you do the thing where you go Woody Marks and Juwan Jordan?
Woody Marks fully healthy or Nick Chubb fully healthy the rest of the way? Both obviously.
Yeah. But I'd rather probably Woody Marks, to be honest, because we're seeing the healthy Nick Chubb, and it wasn't what I think a lot of people were kind of expecting from
Nick
Chubb.
I'm with you. I think you hit the exact point. We know what we're getting out of Nick Chubb. I think Woody Marks is still ascending. Fully healthy might be the way to go. I'm with you. Would you rather have the Texans on the defense in a tied game late or the offense?
Tied game is what makes it tough.
Tied game.
Because I was going to say, with a very small lead or like – small lead with the defense or, you know, needing
no, that's
to
get, not the
needing,
question.
No, but I'm trying to say in my head, I go, if you go 3 points either way with that side on the ball, I think I might pass or I probably would go defense still.
Tied game.
But tied game, I think I go offense.
Isn't that wild?
But it's also the factors that are at play, which is it's probably not a crazy long field for you to get to field goal range.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel better about the possibility of maybe having some big plays and possibly some explosives. But, I mean, I feel very comfortable with the defense on. It's just if the defense is on, now we have to get the ball just to get the ball back to the offense. So might as well just cut that out and give it to the offense and see if they can get that done.
Defense could score, too.
Yeah. I wish I had more on this scenario outside of it because if it's like a Buffalo Bills type of game, then hell, put the defense back out there. Mm-hmm. Sack Josh Allen some more.
Yeah.
But I'm with Reggie. I'm going to go with the offense, man. It seems like it's just so easy to get in field goal range now.
And Kyahmi Fairbairn's been playing
and
well.
And you could just line up for a 60-yarder mm-hmm. now. And yeah. and if you're playing defense, all they need to do is get to midfield, mm-hmm. and then that's field goal range at this point.
Yeah, I'm with you, both of you. This is an interesting one to me that I kept going back and forth. Would you rather this defense play in the playoffs? This is a playoff game. In bad weather or perfect conditions?
Huh. I hadn't considered that at all. Because obviously,
you could go to New England. You could go to Buffalo. You could, yeah. you know, you, obviously Denver. But would you rather this defense play in perfect conditions or bad weather?
Perfect conditions. Perfect conditions. And I don't know if this will actually affect those moments, but I don't want to slow down what this defense does. D'Amico mm-hmm. Ryans frequently talks about the way they play, and apologies to Matt Burke because I'm going to say the thing that made you guffaw. Mm-hmm. It's not the most difficult thing that they're asking guys to do. There is nuances within it that very much yeah. are advanced. I'm not trying to say that it's simple per se, mm-hmm. but they make it pretty easy for these guys to, you know, be able to demonstrate their abilities yeah. to play fast and play with physicality. And I think you can be as fast as possible without mm-hmm. snow or anything else impacting it. Let them go. Let them hit. Let them, you know, be clear on a normal field. I understand that that probably helps the offense be right. the best version of themselves. Right. But any offense that they go up against, I still feel good about.
Yeah, perfect condition, man. I just think it's tough overall playing in bad weather. Mm-hmm. But talking about going up to New England or Buffalo or spots like that, Denver could get a little wild, too.
Yeah.
Nah, I'd rather take the perfect condition.
I'm going to take the other side on this one. Give me the bad weather.
Give me your thoughts.
You got Drake May in bad weather. You've got Bo Nix in bad weather. You got a defense that creates a lot of turnovers and interceptions. And I'm really kind of in my mind visioning, you know, snow and ice.
Sure.
Because, you know, that's what it is in terms of bad weather. Or even just sleet and rain. But cold, this yeah. defense creates a lot of turnovers. Now, I get Josh Allen has been very good in bad weather. He would be the kind of the wild card here. But you own Josh Allen, you know. Yeah.
You own him in the confines of NRG Stadium. Yeah,
exactly. I think I want to see what this defense can, and plus offense is harder in bad weather. No matter who you are, it can be in for a lot of teams. Give me things against that work against the offense and this defense. Give me bad weather. All right.
Press pause.
Yeah.
How do you think the bad weather affects this Texans offense?
Well, again, you can win 13-3,
yeah.
you know, or 3-0.
And see, that's why I picked the perfect condition. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even thinking about that part you just named, Lopez. I was thinking more about getting this offense together.
The offense going.
But does this offense, are they able to continue to get the better protection that we've gotten in snowy circumstances? Are they able to plant and get push? And sometimes we're like, ooh, not getting as much push as we want. Are they able to get the push that they want mm-hmm. in those snowy conditions, right?
Yeah.
These are questions that are worth asking, I think.
This one to me is interesting as well. Would you rather face the Broncos again or the Bills again?
Bills again.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Actually,
that's nuts. It is nuts. But I feel like, that's...
I'd rather face the Bills again, man.
You too?
Yeah. To me, I don't know how y'all feel, but I think I got a lot of respect for what Denver is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm not that high on Bo Nix, but it seemed like they got something going, especially with the defense, man.
We're picking Bo Nix over Josh Allen?
I mean, when you say it like that, yes.
No, and that's the thing. I was like, Josh Allen, but then also, don't forget, you still have James Cook there running the football.
This too.
And he still put up a pretty
okay
solid game too.
Texans, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
So I'm like, am I tempting fate by going, oh, no, they've just figured this out? Because I typically don't subscribe to that kind of like, oh, well, you mm-hmm. know, they just have something on him.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, the Josh Allen, it's like, it just keeps happening.
Yeah.
However, I feel like, I might be respecting the defense and Bo Nix is a progression maybe too much here. Mm-hmm. But I know that the defense for the Bills is not where it needs to be, especially without like an Ed Oliver or somebody that creates pressure on the front line. That's the thing. But I'm like, am I undervaluing the progress and the results that the Bills have gotten versus the lack of results they've gotten?
Denver's defense has been playing good.
Yeah.
Man.
They have been playing great.
Yeah.
And yet I don't want, as you said, Reggie, I don't want to tempt fate too much here with Josh Allen.
That's a really good would you rather, man. 713-572-4610. Please give me your answers here, because I'm intrigued what the crowdsourcing of this looks like. People seem to be leaning towards Broncos early.
All right, one more for you. Playoff game again. Would you rather C.J. Stroud throw for 300 yards or the running game surpass 150 yards?
I mean, for the fun
can't
of
have
it,
both.
For the fun of it, the passing game. But I actually think it might be the running game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it fits in with the recipe that they've established. I think one, you probably are lessening possessions as well.
That's a good point.
If you're running the football to the tune of 150 yards, and we know that the defense will hold their own, you're salting away a football game with them running the football like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably say the running game too, man, because clearly they won games without CJ passing for over 300 yards. But I think I think once you get that running game going, I think it's gonna be A-OK.
Yeah, Reggie took exactly where I was going with it. 150 yards rushing means you're getting about 80 of that in the second half, because you're just trying to salt away the game. And I'm with you. I think I'd rather have, which is crazy, because you need C.J. Stroud to be big in the postseason. But
you don't need him to be 300 yards.
Yeah, you don't need,
and that's what I was going to say is, yeah. I bet you could get 230, 240 passing if you're running the football like that because they really like booting off of that play action. I think that would only serve to make C.J. More effective, just not to the tune of like, oh, he put up a 330-yard game. I think it would just be one of those, the running game is killing you, and CJ did enough in those moments where he had the football in his hands to throw it as well.
Especially when you got a defense like that. You don't have to put up 350 or anything like that.
Right.
People are 832, look back at the Broncos schedule, rather easy compared to the Patriots. And yeah, this time period where I've talked about Bo Nix getting better, it has been a little bit more fortuitous for him. So,
I'm just thinking about the defense, man. That's all I'm thinking about. And I'm not that sold on Bo Nix, but he's doing just enough because of the defense.
Yeah, yeah.
And then maybe that's the same thing I've been talking about with Drake May. Bo Nix in the playoffs. Like, this isn't something where we have it solidified as he knows what to do specifically. Josh Allen, however, he's had moments.
He's had his moments.
He's had moments. So, good call.
Did Bo Nix have a good game here when he played the Texans?
Well, he finished well.
Yeah, because, like I said, he did just enough to get in field goal range type deal.
That was a lot of Bo Nix. Yeah. That was a lot of Bo Nix early on in the season,
That's what I'm saying. Wasn't flashy or anything, but he did just enough to get them in field goal range to win.
Yeah. So, I think that's the right way to go, probably. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. A little edition of Would You Rather. I like that, John Lopez. Coming up next, let's get our Lunchtime Confessions presented by the Men's Clinic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, confessions here. I saw a very interesting quote from one Christopher Walken, legendary actor. I don't know if you guys came across this. It's been making the rounds lately.
From Christopher Walken? Yes, I have come across him as an actor. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So he was interviewed, and my confession is I believed most of this, but there was one part of it, see if you can guess, that I said, no way. I think that's BS.
All right.
All right, here's the quote. He's 82 now, by the way. I don't have technology. I only have a satellite dish on my house. Which, by the way, you don't even need that anymore. But anyway.
He doesn't have technology, damn it.
I don't have a cell phone. Have never had a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
I've never emailed.
Okay.
Or what do you call it? Twittered.
Okay.
I've never had a watch either. But if I need the time, I just ask someone. Likewise, once in a while when I need to use a phone, I just ask if I can borrow one.
Yeah, the watch one is just, that's a bridge. That's a little far.
He's never had a watch.
Yeah.
Why didn't he take it out of his backside, you know, from the old, you know, I had a watch up my, you know.
Yep.
For 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
5 years, whatever it was. I'm just kidding there. No, that's not the one that gets me.
It's not.
Mm-mm. That's not the one I'm calling BS on.
Email?
Email. The dude's an actor.
So he's got an agent.
But you got to get, like, you got to sign contracts. You got to, how does he?
I mean, do they still have paper contracts?
For him, maybe, but I gotta call BS on no email.
I could see him being the dude that's like, all right, I'll come into the office and sign the contract. You print it and do all that. Like, I could see him being the dude because he's.
What about pitches and scripts and all this stuff? Never. See, that's the key thing. He said he's never.
Yeah.
Never had email. Never had a cell phone. Never had a watch. Again, except for, you know, the one in the movie.
Sure.
But he's never. Email, I can't buy that one. I don't buy that.
Okay.
Everybody at one point.
I think you make a good case there. Mm-hmm. I think you make a good case there. I could see the way he gets there, but also I'm leaning into the fantastic of it, the mm-hmm. fantastical rather,
yeah.
of it. So, no, I could see that being the case.
You buying it?
Yeah, I just don't. I don't understand how you function in life in 2025 without having any of those things,
or
man.
Or in 2000. But
because even people that do... don't really rock with technology like right. that have to somehow just let me get an email now because that's how things are going
right
in 2025.
Yeah.
But to go around like that for years without any of that stuff, without a watch.
Or even in the 90s.
Without a phone.
Without an email.
But he was wealthy enough to not engage in what he doesn't want to engage in. So I think that's the thing.
My
the
thing is how you do it though.
Yeah.
Like, tell me how you live life without an email. And
you call his home phone?
Yeah.
You're a big-time actor.
Yeah.
And you just, like, how do you do your business?
Yes.
How do you pay? I just don't get it, man.
I imagine that he's got an accountant or something to the effect that mm-hmm. handles the money, a money manager. His agent handles all them other things.
How you check to see how much money he got?
Yes. He don't. He got
goes
plenty.
To the bank.
So, so you trust people that much? You mean to tell me he trusts people that much where
probably
he don't have to see the paperwork or the billings and all that stuff?
Also, I love the idea of him just rolling up to the bank and being like, yes, can I get a...
You're filling out the paper.
Can I get this a readout of my account?
Yeah, this is my account number. Yeah. Can I get it, please?
Oh, I can't go to the bank because it's closed. Yeah. So I don't know how much money I have in my account.
He doesn't bank check after on 4 o'clock. He doesn't bank after 4 o'clock. Oh, sorry, got to do that tomorrow. I'm with him on all that, and I respect it, actually, except for the email. No way. No way.
I just think he's talking cash, you know what.
And that's the beauty of being a, 82 you said?
Yeah.
Being an old man. It's one of the things that I've said often, and I will never recant. I can't wait to be old for just, you could say whatever the hell you want.
You can say anything.
He's just talking cash, you know what.
People got to rock with it.
Yeah.
I was thinking a little bit, before we even get there, I was looking at the Broncos thing and the actually, you know what? That's not worth it. Neither here nor there. I'll save that for later. But I was thinking even more about this Denver game that the Rockets played on Monday. Also thinking ahead to what happens here on Saturday. But the idea that they haven't won against these teams that have had a 600 record or better or whatever.
0-6?
0-6, I believe, is what it was.
Yeah.
I feel like we're starting to get to a point where maybe they need to widen the margins for themselves in one particular way.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they've been really efficient. I know that their offensive rating is high.
Oh, I know where you're going.
I think we can afford to try and take more three-pointers as a Rockets team.
I don't know.
I'm not saying take a crazy amount more.
Yeah.
But you could try. There's little ways that I think they can open up the diet of three-pointers
to
help.
You just want to see Jabari shoot more threes.
Well, yes. Have you not enjoyed watching him shoot threes?
Yes.
Like watching him shoot threes, mm-hmm. watching Reed shoot threes, watching Aaron Holiday shoot threes, mm-hmm. that's been fun.
Yeah.
I think if they could just add a little bit more to their diet, not you, Amen, and of shooting three-pointers, I think that might open up some of this and maybe give them a little bit more of an edge in some of these games.
I guess give me small doses, and I'd be with you. I think that their formula, such as it is going to be fewer threes. And actually, the NBA is shooting fewer threes.
Yeah, but they're shooting the most fewer to say something that does not make sense grammatically. But they're consistently 29th or 30th in three-point makes. And it's not like they don't shoot free throws or three-pointers rather well.
Mm-hmm.
The percentage of makes is pretty solid.
Yeah.
I think, just add a couple more a game. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't hurt, especially like the instances where Reed takes a pull-up jumper from 22 feet. Like, mm-hmm. hey, just let's take that extra step back. It's the old Kevin Garnett where he would take the long two and you're like, hey, man, just take that step back. You get it 50% more, man.
Yeah.
I think that those extra points here and there might add up for him.
By the way, before we get to yours, Figgy, great text. Lopez, don't you remember when you had to call your bank and you had to press the buttons to get your balance and your and all this
stuff? I remember doing that. Yeah. When I had my first job at KFC, I had to call the number in the back of the car, and then you have $29.73.
Oh, dang.
Or the worst is when it's negative.
Yes.
You have negative 23. And you're like, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
My heart just dropped.
Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So I read, I've seen this tweet from, I forgot what account it was, but they pretty much said Instagram will now be added to TVs. So you can,
scroll Instagram on TV, can, huh? Wow. Just watch reels.
So the Instagram app will now be on TVs. And so you can watch Instagram reels on your television. And my first thought was, man, I was the old man with it. Like, man, what you need to be watching Instagram on the TV for? But then the more I started thinking about it, I was like, damn, we really going here now. This is like, I wonder, is it that bad of an idea to have Instagram on your TV? Because it'd be a lot of stuff on Instagram, like Instagram Live and stuff like that. And I realized, and this is when I realized it, watching the verses. Remember they had the verses between different artists?
Yeah, musical competitions of sorts.
Yeah, and the only way you could watch it was on Instagram Live. And I'm like, dang, I wish I could just watch this on the TV. Eventually they had it where you could watch it on TV. But I was like, dang, are we really here? Maybe that's not that bad of an idea to have Instagram on the TV,
man. It's a horrible idea. It's a relationships will end. You know what happens on your Instagram? Things that you
speak for yourself, Lopez. I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Don't you lie. Now I don't know what you're talking about right now, Lopez. On you. If you go to my Instagram and you see my trends, you know how they pop up immediately? It's dogs, fishing, and women in bikinis.
I'm actually quite proud of my
It's not trans. It's called something else.
Yeah, your you page.
Yeah, just your algorithm. Yeah. Or whatever. But yeah,
I'm confident enough to show Lopez my For You page or whatever of Instagram. What are you seeing there?
Why are you bragging about this?
What are you seeing?
It's a lot of geeks.
All right, just because people wear glasses don't make them geeks.
I feel like women in glasses.
You're 1970s.
He has a type. We just found it. He has a type.
That is a comedian.
Yeah.
That's a podcast. I don't feel great about it. But that's Florence Pugh. That makes sense. Actress. Yeah.
Like if you open up mine right
now. That's a sports podcast.
I guarantee you. My wife would be real good about, you know, hey, look, puppies, you know, carrying a stick. Hey, look, fishing. And then all of a sudden you get into, oh.
Cheeks. Yeah. We're not just talking about smiling.
Just imagine being on the couch watching Instagram, just going through reels.
That was the thought that I had.
Yeah.
How do you scroll?
Yeah.
You got to use your remote.
You might be able to use a remote, especially if it's on the TV where you could download it on the TV. You could probably use a remote, kind of like YouTube.
Yeah.
But just imagine sitting there with your lady and you're like, that's a funny reel right there.
All of a sudden, the next thing pops up.
Big booty woman. Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at mine right now. I forgot barbecue. Yeah, it's puppies, it's women in bikinis, barbecue, and fishing.
That's how you make John Lopez.
Yeah, mine is prank jokes. Yeah. I've been on a prank joke binge for a little bit. How they just be going to Walmart messing with folks. Golden doodles on mine.
Golden doodles.
And then
that's
like
very specific.
Yeah, I watched one video, and now all my timeline is full of golden doodles.
I do wonder, though, if I can try and sell this as if Meta needs my help at all. The one thing I could say maybe this helps is, one, posture. Like, the posture that people have on the phones can't be good for, like, your back and neck.
No.
But then, two, I do wonder if this might break some of the cycle of, like, endless scrolling where you might actually find yourself maybe stopping a little bit sooner. Yeah. Probably not, because this is engineered for it. But at the very least, your neck won't hurt as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, my first thought was, man, this is silly. But I'm thinking, like, man, maybe this might be the new norm. I remember back in the day when they first put the camera on the phone.
Yeah.
And I remember my friend's dad was like, man, what the hell they need a camera on the phone for?
That's right.
And now that's like the perfect thing, man. Yes. Like, you can't have a phone without a camera.
Yes.
But at the time, he was just like, what the hell they doing? What you need a camera on the phone for?
I feel like Confessions has become Figgy shows his age.
Hey, I'm 37 years old, man.
You sure you got those numbers in the right order?
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. I said we was going to give away some tickets. Let's give away some tickets. How about a four-pack to see the University of Houston basketball team face off against Middle Tennessee on December 29th? Caller number 9 will get that opportunity right now. 713-572-4610. Cougs basketball, obviously in town, facing off against Middle Tennessee, the Blue Raiders, Monday, December 29th, 7 p.m. at the Fertitta Center. You can buy these tickets if you want to, mind you. UHCougars.com/tickets, or just call, use a phone. You remember how they did that? 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets today. But you could just be calling number 9 right now. 713-572-4610. Get that four-pack of tickets. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, time for a little Judge John Lopez. And there's a specific Texans flavor to it. We do that next.
Yes, sir. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. The court of the honorable me is now in session yet again, as we do on every Thursday, as we do every Thursday. All right.
Wednesday.
Excuse me. Wednesday,
man.
I wasn't even going to say it.
Get me excited.
Right.
Yeah, we're not downhill yet. No, every Wednesday. All right. So a couple of cases for you guys today. We have our usual representation in front of me here. And that is, the first case is going to be, and I was just talking with you during the last break, looking at the playoff bracket. And I'm like, wow. That is an interesting bracket when you look at the teams that are up there in the NFL playoff picture. So the first case presenting today is, are the Texans the second best team in the AFC? The second best team in the AFC. Counsel Figgy.
Yes, Your Honor.
Which side are you taking, and state your case?
Yes, Your Honor. I'm actually going to take the side and say they are the second best team in the NFL. And I know that's a little crazy to say, especially if you're a Texans fan.
In the AFC, yeah.
In the AFC. And I know that's a little bit crazy to say if you're a Texans fan and you're thinking like, oh, no, they, you know, the offense, and you got all these different PTSD situations going on with this team. But when you look at some of the top teams in this, or in the AFC, you kind of thinking, hey, I think they are the best, or the second best, if not the best, in the AFC. And some of the teams that you had trouble with over the years, either not in the playoffs, got eliminated already, or probably will be eliminated by the time you get the playoff contention. And I'm talking about the Chiefs, the Colts, or not the Colts, or maybe the Colts. Yeah. They could be eliminated too, but and the Ravens.
Yeah.
So if you look at some of these teams, like the New England Patriots, who have a young quarterback, will probably be his first time in the playoffs. You got Pittsburgh, that really don't. I feel comfortable saying the Texans can beat Pittsburgh. The Jags, you had that comeback against the Jags, and you always had the Jags number. And the Denver Broncos, who we were talking about a little earlier, how we not really that sold on them. I know a lot of people on our text line or in the juror.
Yeah.
Not really sold on them due to their schedule and the quarterback. And I feel like they are the second best team in the AFC when you look at all of that, if not the best team, or at least the scariest team in the AFC. So, yeah, I'm going to side with that.
Strong. Very strong. Counsel Reggie.
Yeah, I was going to see if I should make my case based off of they're actually the best team. Mm-hmm. I think that the you're like, no, they're actually better. No,
they're not the second best, they're the best.
I think the thing that I have to come to here is I do not believe them to be the second best team based off of the strength that I don't know that I could say for certain that they are indeed the second best team. They might be in that general cloud there, but I also think there are some of the things that you were basing this feeling of, you know, confidence on is an offensive line that has found some improvement, although I do have some questions as to how strong that improvement is mm-hmm. when we get to latter portions of the season, and especially once you get into the postseason. And then on top of that, I think also there's questions on what's the run game actually going to be in a consistent way, because I think that, again, some of the of the buoyed hopes on this is after seeing a game in which you ran the football very well, but admittedly in a circumstance where you did it versus a defense that wasn't that great, and you're talking about injuries in that running back room. Mm-hmm. I think that this is clearly a very good team in the AFC, and if I'm going to make the case, I think you can even just look at Broncos, Patriots, even understanding the circumstances that they have around them. I don't think you're afraid of them, but you can very clearly point to things that they do incredibly well, like the Broncos defense and the Patriots offense, and you have to have some respect for what they've been able to do thus far through the season. And then there's the danger of the Bills, even if you say that you have had a good aspect against them. Can you say that you have that same advantage on the road and in a vacuum? I think that those things add enough question.
Yeah.
To saying it definitively to where I have to say that no, they are not absolutely the second best team in the AFC, even though it does feel like they have a solid case.
That they do have a solid case, and that's what we're trying to judge here. And ultimately, I think we have to kind of look at this in terms of, like, right now. We're litigating this today.
Okay.
Right now, are they the second best team in the AFC? You brought up a good point, Reggie. Broncos have been playing well. Patriots have been playing well. But right now, whether or not they're facing the Cardinals or soon the Las Vegas Raiders, I think it's a tough call for me personally. I really don't have a strong feeling. I mean, I can see both sides. But in terms of just stating the case, I think I'd have to give this one to Figgy just because of where they are right now.
Okay, so yeah. It feels like we go with two. Would you be so bold as to make the case for the Texans being the best team in the AFC still alive for the postseason right now?
Well, I actually think it's almost the same argument,
mm-hmm.
you know, because when I'm looking at the standings right now, and what I mentioned to you earlier is like, that doesn't look like a very strong field in the AFC. It just doesn't look like it.
Yeah. It's not, because the big dogs that have been running the AFC for mm-hmm. the last few years
mm-hmm.
looking kind of iffy and not even in the playoffs.
I think the only team, if I were arguing this, I think the team that has the strongest case to be the best in the AFC right now might be the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That's what I was about to ask. Yeah,
it might be the Jaguars. Forget the Patriots and the Broncos.
Better defense, and it feels like they're finding some level of answer for who Trevor Lawrence is within their system.
Yeah.
And I was about to come back to you, Fig, because you made the case, I think, pretty well without even bringing up C.J. Stroud finding a better version of himself
mm-hmm.
Than he has at any point previously this season.
Yeah, I meant to bring that up, too, because I think the big thing about mentioning the Broncos and the Jags and teams like that, even the Patriots,
mm-hmm.
people are still kind of questioning the quarterback situation. I know not the Patriots.
Yeah.
That one's just lack of being in the playoffs mm-hmm. before. But people still question Bo Nix. People still question Trevor Lawrence a little bit. And I feel like people are more comfortable with C.J. Stroud mm-hmm. being in that situation over all those other quarterbacks. And I think people will pick C.J. Stroud over those quarterbacks.
Yeah. All right, another interesting one here for you guys to think about and here on In the Loop litigate, so to speak. So I don't know how many people saw this. It is very interesting. So Major League Baseball wants to level the playing field at all levels, and specifically in minor league baseball. And it was in The Athletic. Apparently, deep-pocketed, richer organizations have been using and taking advantage of technology a lot more, and to gain an advantage at the minor league level, and using that, like we're talking about cutting edge tools like high speed cameras, motion capture technology, in-game data, et cetera. Well, Major League Baseball is going to regulate in-game technology to level the field so every minor league team basically has access to the same amount of technology and information. Is that a good thing? Is it a good thing for minor league baseball, some teams spending more and using the technology to its fullest, some not being able to? Is it a good thing to level the playing field in terms of technology?
Your Honor, I must say, yes, I think that's a good thing. And I know baseball, with the history of baseball, it's kind of not like that when it comes to, I guess, salary cap and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger markets, the owners with more money will spend more and all that stuff rather than the smaller markets.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this kind of makes sense, man, because overall, when it comes to the MLB, I feel like you want to be on the same page. And I always thought it was confusing that some teams have more technology than other teams. Mm-hmm. And all that stuff, it kind of feel real high schoolish, where you got some public high schools that don't have as much things as the bigger high school as far as like gym and all that stuff, training, and they had different type stuff. And I feel like it should be a level, like a playing field. I feel like minor league should have all the same access as other minor league teams. It shouldn't be a thing where, you know, this one just don't have the money.
So the other one's got to come down.
I feel like that's not really great for the game.
Okay. Reggie?
I think what we're talking about when we're talking about the minors, I know that we want to think of it within the context of this is a part of a team's organization, and it is, right? So this is competitive balance in a way, and I guess you could look at it that way. I very much more look at it from talent development, because there's no other league in which the top league also has hands in the development of the entry into that league. And so what I hear when I hear that Major League Baseball is going to limit what some teams who have deeper pockets can utilize to help develop talent is that a league is willingly saying, we want to not allow our talent to be as good as possible before they reach the highest levels of this. And that sounds asinine.
Yeah.
That sounds very dumb. And I get it. Some owners don't want to spend all the money.
Mm-hmm.
That feels more like an ownership problem than it does with a competitive problem. And it's also worth noting that all these players that as they develop with this talent, doesn't mean that they will eventually make their debut, play for a long time, or play at all with the team that that the organization that they start with.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it serves you to give your players at every level. And it serves you as a league to have them be as good as possible with all the tools at your disposal. So I get the idea of, oh, man, we want it to be competitively balanced. But I think also, think about Yordan Alvarez, one of the best players on this roster. Where did he come up through?
Yeah.
He came up through the Dodger system, right? Like, and that happens way more often than I think we give it credit for at times. I think that this hurts everybody in the name of trying to be fair and balanced in a way that is not thoughtful enough.
Yeah, this is one of the easier ones we've ever done here. I'm with you, Reggie. You had me at player development. It's like drafting a pitcher and saying, we want you to get to the major leagues, but until you get there, I don't want you throwing a changeup. In other words, like you can throw every other pitch, just don't throw a changeup. And then when you get to the major leagues, you can start using the changeup. Because contrary to what they want you to believe, it's not about competition in the minor leagues. Yes, they give out, you know, awards and players get excited and championships and all that. It's about player development. And if all this data and technology is going to be available at the major league level across the board, then you should not penalize teams that have the wherewithal and the means to use that development. So to me, this was easy. You've got it. Develop your players the best way you can. Easy as that.
Yeah. And it's sad that the league continues to allow themselves to be beholden to the owners that are unwilling to spend on these teams. I understand that sports at the professional level has become it's a lot of an investment, but I thought that was the idea, right? For it to be an investment for this to show fruits on the field. And that feels like that's antithetical to that mission. A little Judge John Lopez here. In the loop on Sports Radio 610. Also, something that John Lopez loves a lot, grilling. How about we get you a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop?
Just look at my Instagram.
Yeah, that is true. but look very carefully because you might have to look around some other photos. That's neither here nor there.
Right.
You want to get on that phone line, 713-572-4610. Be caller number 8, and you can win that $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shop. Also, you will be entered for a chance to win a Traeger grill by the end of the football season, which honestly fast approaching. So make sure that you're quick on the draw. Caller number 8, 713-572-4610 will win that $50 gift card. All right, appreciate you hanging out with us here on this Wednesday. Coming up next, I want to return to something that Nick Caserio was talking about. Actually, let's dive into some of the things, because he sat down with Payne and Pendergast, had a conversation, and I found some of these things to be really interesting as it pertained to D'Amico Ryans and the knack that he has for finding personalities. We'll talk about that and more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.